It is the Sunday Roast, Leith Forest, Tim Jenever with you. Timmy, time to talk to the inner sanctum at Albon and after, as we mentioned at the start of the show, disappointing result for Port Adelaide in monsoon-like conditions.
It's at times it was, wasn't it?
And again, I mean, we talk about crowd numbers. How brave and how great are the people that sort of... Because that's the kind of game you could say, look, you can stay at home.
Ugg boots.
For that one. Mm. How are they feeling inside Port Adelaide? Let's find out. Assistant coach Dean Brogan joins us. Morning, Brogues.
Morning, fellas. Yeah, you're on the money with that weather. It was a horrible night, wasn't it?
Oh, it's just terrible. Not the result you were after. Where did it all go wrong?
Yeah. Oh, look, mate. It was, I personally, you know, that was our worst performance for the year. You know, you could tell in the first 5 minutes, we just went up for the contest. And full credit to the Bulldogs, they were up for it. They handled the conditions a lot better than us. And, you know, within the first 10, 15 minutes, we were always playing catch-up. And, you know, we got it back. You know, we come in at half-time and we were just getting smashed everywhere. And, you know, we addressed a few things and the boys came out and showed some fight and got it back to a couple of points. But in the end, the Bulldogs were just too good and too tough and harder for longer. It was real disappointing.
Hey, Brogues, it's been a common theme for quite a few seasons now. Everybody's getting pretty frustrated with it. You have come in now after a fair time away from the footy club. I reckon sometimes you only get one chance at fresh eyes, and you've come in now. What have you seen that you think, okay, this is why that inconsistency creeps in?
Yeah, look, it's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Why can't Port Adelaide... Why are they so inconsistent? And, you know, you're right, I can't comment on what's happened in the past, but I can only comment on what I see now. And, mate, I honestly don't know, mate. We come off a really, really good win, season-defining win last week. You know, we had, from what I gather, the boys said, I'm only there one morning a week in training. The boys had a really good week on the track. You know, Kenny's obviously made some tough calls in playing guys that are in form in the SNFL, which is, probably hasn't been done before. As much, makes a statement on the selection table, and we serve up that last night. It's a really tricky question, mate. I honestly couldn't tell you, mate. You know, the only thing I will say is we are, from what I can say, you know, we're playing three young kids, you know, and you throw Dersmer in there. There's a lot of new faces in the team, and finding consistency, a mix with the younger guys and the older guys, is a challenge. And you know, we saw last night a lot of our young guys got found out. It's been a big year for them, but you can't put everything on the young guys. So I just don't know, mate. It's a million-dollar question that we need to address pretty soon, mate. Otherwise, the season's going to get away from us. And, you know, this win one, lose one is not going to get you to where we want to get to, but it's still a work in progress.
Hey, pre-game, we spoke with Chad Corns probably 3 weeks ago just about pre-game, and I said, look, you know, I know modern times, you've got to move and all the rest of it. It just seems like the warm-up, and you would have been brought up with a Dave Arnfield-type warm-up.
Yeah,
you know exactly what I'm talking about before I even get to it. I just find the lack of intensity in pre-game to going out and it being expected to be highly intense quite a conundrum for me.
Yeah, and mate, it's another curly one, isn't it? Like, you don't want to... The kids of today, mate, the youth of today have all got their set ways and the way they want to do things. And it's a big difference to when sort of we were playing, where you have, it almost headbutt brick walls. You were that fired up to get out there. And certain people in organisations had certain trainers and fitness staff that would get you to that arousal level, so to speak. Look, I think if we're blaming the warm-up, I think we're in a bit of trouble. I think it's just a number of things we need to get consistent with our players. You know, more on the mental side of the game. Obviously, there is something there, and you know, Kenny's come out and acknowledged that. So it's safe to say we do have something going on where we can't get some consistency. Whether it's the warm-up, whether it's something we do 24 hours before the game, I'm sure everyone, key stakeholders of the club, will have a look at that and try and address it as best we can before the year's out. Because there's obviously something there. You can't turn up against Geelong and play like we did last week and turn up and play like we did, you know, last night. And look, I don't really want to discredit the Bulldogs here. They were sensational last night, and they really showed us how to play footy in the conditions. And you know, maybe it was as simple as our boys just didn't adjust to the conditions. And you know, we were minus 25 or something in sockers along the ground,
yeah,
and tap-ons, and that's just an adapt to the conditions, and we just didn't do it. So, you know, I don't want to discredit the Bulldogs for the way they played last night, but, you know, we've got to look internally about why we didn't show up last night.
And, Brogues, the frustrating bit, you could easily come out and beat the Crows this week, which, again, is a frustrating, and you're up and down like a roller coaster. There's no sort of trust, I guess, with your fans, and I wonder if that goes through a playing group where you just don't know which Port Adelaide will show.
Yeah, look, mate, I can't argue with that. My first move in the club is my thoughts exactly. I don't know what we're going to get this week, and our form would say that we'll come out and play really well this week. So that's something to hang your head on, I suppose, is that we're 1 week on, 1 week off. But, look, it's not a great feeling today, mate. And, look, all we can do and all I can do with my role at the club is go down there and review the ruck stuff. And, you know, Scotty played really well last night, which is good, and he's in some good form now. So, you know, you've got to look at things half glass full because we're still there, and we address it and move on. And you're right, mate, we've got a big game this week against the Crows, and you know, we're going to have to move on from this one pretty quickly, but not hide in the cupboard about, you know, hide in the room about where we're at, what's going on. We have to address it, hit it head on, and come out this week and have it. We've got a big challenge against the Crows this week.
Talk about big men and you look after them. Thought as soon as I saw the conditions, I thought to myself, gee, Pete Latham's going to find it tough just playing, you know, the very bit role in the centre, which he's been doing so well at the Maggies, and having to play more of a forward role. I thought he might be up against it, but development-wise, I couldn't be happier with the way he's come along this year.
Yeah, look, mate, he's been, obviously last night wasn't, I think when the coaches picked him during the week, I don't think they expected it was going to hail last night. So it was trying conditions for the big blokes, but I still thought he competed very well in a tough night. But yeah, you're right, Timmy, he's been sensational this year. And when I first got to the club, he was a bit all over the place. He was sent away from training to do some work, you know, outside of the club, you know, because he kept up rocking late to training. So they said, mate, you got to go work, get away from the club for a week. So he went and did that. And since he's come back, mate, he's been unbelievable, and he's forming the SNFL. He's forced himself to get into that side, and really happy with his progress. And he's got a massive future, hopefully, with our club. I'm not sure where his contract status is, but I'm sure the club would love to sign him and keep him on. But yeah, he's been sensational, mate. And he's that awkward left-hander that they become good players, left-handed ruckman in the AFL. So hopefully, he gets work with him a bit more.
Dean Brogan, our guest from Port Adelaide. Brogues, I haven't seen someone dominate an SNFL game since Tim Ginniver played, but I'm thinking 57 disposals in the SNFL, you might come under consideration for selection.
Yeah, look, Rocky was sensational yesterday. Look, all our boys that went back, you know, Westy was really good, Paddy was good, and Sam Hayes is playing well now. So we do have some players that are really putting pressure on. You know, the team that rolled out there last night, I'm sure, is not going to look like that next week. And you know, Rocky was sensational, and from all reports, their attitudes were really good, and he showed good leadership. And that's, I guess, from a coaching point of view, that's what we want to hear. Yes, his stats were good, but you know, what was his attitude like? You know, did he help the young guys? You know, did he get across the ground really well? So, by all reports, Rocky really dominated, and yeah, his stat line's unbelievable. So, and more importantly, Port got a good win, and they all found the footy pretty well yesterday. So I'm sure there's going to be. I'm sure Penny and the match committee will have a good look at all that, make the appropriate changes.
Doesn't come without any surprise that every game in this next couple of weeks is absolutely vital, none more so than the one coming up. And yourself enjoyed the odd showdown contest. And I don't know that you would have had to have too much of a fire and brimstone warm-up to get into those games, mate.
Yeah, mate, you're right. We have to yell and scream at them this week in the warm-up to get them going, then we're in serious trouble. Like, this is just a massive game this week. You know, we saw over the results so far over the weekend, a lot of teams dropped games that you probably would have thought would have won. And, you know, I reckon 12 wins what might get you in this year. I think it's that even that, you know, 12 wins,
to get you know, in.
12 and 10, yeah, will get you into the final. So, you know, that's further down the track. But, yeah, this is I've been involved with too many showdowns over the last probably 5-6 years, but this is massive this week. And, you know, we lose, it's going to be real hard from here, but if we win, we're right up in the mix again. So, and Adelaide are the same as well. So, it's going to be on, mate, and I don't think we're going to have to ranting and raving to get them going this week. So, you'd expect us to come out with steam coming out through our nose this week.
Just crunch someone, Brogues, as you walk across at the huddle.
Get it started.
Yeah, the coaches, when we cross the ground, let's all have a big all week.
All of a sudden, you just see Brett Burden walk past and Brogues just drops up in the Birdman.
Oh, maybe I'll go after their right coach, Clark.
There you go. That would be great. Hey, Brogues, really appreciate your time. Never easy to come on after a loss, a disappointing loss for Port Adelaide. But as the way we were saying, your season's been so up and down, you haven't won consecutive game since about round five. So everything going right, you'll probably get up over the Crows. Yeah. It's going to be a massive week, and good luck.
Yeah, no worries, guys. Thanks very much. Have a good day.
Dean Brogan, Port Adelaide assistant, and you're right, a man who lived and breathed along with Chad Corns and Josh Carr, Mark Rusciuto on the flip side, these great showdowns.
Well, I know the Tigers have, and they're going to start a whole campaign of the best showdowns that have been in the past. And you do, when you see some of that footage, some of the old stuff of the bone crunching stuff that went on. I loved it. And I heard Craig Hutchison talk the other day. He said the showdown's the best rivalry in AFL footy. He said it's got to be on Friday night. It's got to be prime time. He said it's about time that the rest of the country acknowledge this rivalry is the best in AFL. Now, that's a big rap from a Victorian.
You would want to see Port Adelaide respond, Tim, this week after what we saw last night.
Look, I'm actually wanting them to be consistent. The response is what we always expect, but we're doing that. If you won four in a row and then lost, you look for a response. Not one in a row. There's no such thing as one in a row, right? That's enough. Enough of that. Enough of that inconsistency. Let's get our head in the game all the time, not just one week.
Dean Brogan, our guest. Your thoughts, 8223 0000.